Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Joe Varden, now with The Athletic, is here to join us on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Talk about the Cavs. Joe, what's going on, man?
Good to be on, guys. How are you?
We're doing pretty well. Hanging in
better
there.
Than the Cavs.
Yeah, we're on Hugh Jackson firing watch.
Yeah, I don't think it's going to happen this week anyway. Do you? It's too late now, right?
Yeah, it's too late.
No, Monday.
I think if they get blown out by the Steelers, I think it could happen.
Yeah, Dustin, you're doing a great job, by the way.
Oh, thank you, buddy. That's very nice
of you to say. Well, you know, because Sunday when they had the drive down here for work and everything, and so I've been able to hear you on the radio for a couple weeks. It's been good, so congratulations to you.
No, that's very nice of you to say. Thanks, Joe. Appreciate that, man.
There you go. Good, kind words from Joe Varden. I like you. You're doing a great job on the sidelines.
Thanks, man. Appreciate
no
that.
Doubt about it. All right, Joe. So a little controversy with the Cavs already here, right? I mean, they were playing young players. Now we're going to go play the veteran players because supposedly it's going to get – who are these veteran players that have to play? Korver, JR, and Channing Frye?
No, just Korver and JR.
Okay. But they're not very good, Joe, so I don't know why that's going to make them win more.
Well, I think in a way, like you could say, yes, they're both past their prime, but they know how to play, which matters. And, in Korver's case, he may be a liability defensively, but he can still get free and shoot some threes. And he was among the top five or six in the league last year in shooting them, so he's a weapon that's just simply not being used. And JR, guys, I know he's had two bad years, but he came in 20 pounds lighter, in shape, ready to go. And he is a veteran who, again, knows how to win. And this is a hard conversation unless you're like a basketball X's and O's guy, which I'm not necessarily there. But when we talk about knowing how to play, it's not that, Colin Sexton's a bad player. He isn't. He's good. He's going to be good. But he's 19, and there's just certain things that he doesn't understand about being on an NBA floor and putting him in a situation where he's got to run with Kevin early in the first quarter, into the second quarter. That puts Colin in positions to have to think about things that he just doesn't know yet. And they were relying on, Sam Decker, things like that. And with Kyle and JR playing, they are a step ahead of the game when it comes to thinking the game, and that's what they want to do.
Joe, is there frustration from Kevin Love, or is it way too early for that?
Well, he was not happy Sunday.
Yeah.
He did not like it when he found out that those three players had been told the team was going young. Because that's the nugget he needed, guys. When, yes, the Cavs gave him a ton of money, but before he would commit here to that extension, he needed to know that they were not going to tank. Kind of what those three were told on Saturday or Sunday was kind of incongruous with that. So he was frustrated, but I talked to Kevin yesterday. Obviously, you guys saw what he said in my story.
Yeah.
So he thinks those veterans have to play, but he said they will play. So he was in a better place, and I think the team feels better about themselves coming into tonight.
Man, Joe, I got a funny feeling that Kevin Love is not going to be on the Cavs past midseason. Is that crazy?
No, it's not. It's not crazy, but it's just. I mean, the thing about signing him to begin with is it just gives the Cavs so much room to breathe and maneuver when it comes to him. If they're going to get a treasure trove, if they're going to get a pick and some young players that make sense, then they can do it. They can do that. That's not what they would have gotten had they not signed him. And now they're in a position where they still don't have to trade him if they don't want to. And so that is helpful. I mean, listen, the Cavs last year, I think, were 2-1 because they won their first two, but they were like 2 or 3 and 5 and then 5 and 7. They had some horrendous losses. I know the roster's different. I get it. But it is too early to just say that's it. This team's awful. I mean, we all see the problems, but they still have parts that are better than the sum of what we've seen. And I think they still have a chance to work through some of these issues and become better. We'll see.
Yeah.
We'll see how good, but they can be better.
Joe Vardon, The Athletic. I agree, Joe. But what I don't understand is, like, you tell the veterans they're not going to play right now, and then one game later, because Kevin Love's upset, you change the plan? Doesn't that seem a little Mickey Mouse?
No, Adam. I mean, that's not just, like, they're not doing this because Kevin is upset.
Okay.
This is Ty. And, you know, it will be interesting to see how this unfolds because it is not the discussion that they had with the front office over the weekend. And, you know, when, like, Ty put his plan into practice yesterday, like, he showed up and did that. So this is Ty saying, I need to rely on these veterans. I think that playing the veterans now will help the young guys get to where they need to be. And I don't think the front office is going to react to this immediately. I think they will probably give it some time to work. Some assets are more valuable than others, like Colin Sexton better be developing, and he better be on the floor. Now, does he have to be on the floor 30 minutes? I don't know about that. Maybe there's some leeway in there as to how to use them, but they're going to monitor that, and then they're going to monitor the progress on the floor. And if this isn't working, you know, then things get awkward. But,
yeah.
I mean, you know, Ty's won a championship. He's been to, what, 3 finals? That's all he's ever known. He's owed a ton of money. So he feels pretty good about this. I mean, he's been the most successful in his career. If you look at these 3 years, he's been at his best when he does things only the way that he wants to do them. When he ignores all the political pressure from either side, front office or players, when he ignores all that, takes control, that's usually when the Cavs are at their best. So he's going to roll the dice here and do it his way, and we'll see.
That's going to be interesting. I guess from an outsider, I just don't get it why you – because I don't think – like, you're right. It's unfair to say they're 0-3. They're terrible. But, like, what's the upside for the team? Like, how much better are they with the veterans playing? To me, Colin Sexton, there's no reason for him not to be playing 30-plus minutes because even the things you say he doesn't, you know yet, how's he going to learn them by not playing and watching J.R. Smith play?
Well, but again, look at – now, I know Jetty had a rough night on Sunday, for sure. But look at Jetty those first two games. I mean, he was markedly better than he had ever been last year. And what did he do? He spent all year watching. And they're not going to do that with Colin. Colin's going to play. But it is the kind of minutes they feel – that Ty feels that Colin should play now that will help him later.
Do you think JR is a good teammate on a bad team?
Well, once I'm gone, Joe, I want to fight him.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I think that on this team, JR's been a great teammate.
Okay,
and even the front office who told him in the summer, like, look, this may not work out for you here. They've been enamored with the way that he's been as a teammate, so it's been great.
Okay, good.
But like we need to. I want to finish with this. If you guys are going to dump me, which I understand, but it's not just Kevin who they told they weren't going to tank. They told that to Korver. They told that to George Hill. They told it to Tristan. Like, they grabbed the veterans this summer and said, "We're not going to do this," and so. When word started to spread on Sunday that they were, in fact, inching towards doing it, that was bad. That was bad for the morale of the team.
Okay.
And so I'm okay with this because they told all those guys that we're going to go for this, and 3 games was just too quick not to try to go for it.
Hey, Joe, how bad are the Lakers? Are they going to make the playoffs?
I think they are. But I get it, and they're really, really bad defensively right now, too. But I think they're going to be fine.
Is Luke Walton going to get fired?
He may.
Ron going to get him fired.
What's that? You don't think so?
No, I said he may.
He may. Yeah, they're terrible. I mean, they're really,
it's
really
three
bad.
Games.
They're bad.
It's three games.
Joe, are the Lakers bad?
No, I don't think they're bad.
Come on.
But they're bad defensively, and they're playing at a style that LeBron is not used to.
What are you going to say tomorrow when they lose to the Suns tonight?
I'm going to be driving to Detroit, not talking to anybody.
That's right. Joe, do you miss covering LeBron?
Of course,
he does. Yeah, of course. It's a once in a lifetime thing. I'm personally, I've been talking about this a lot.
Yeah.
I'm in a better place. I've been able to kind of reconcile with some of that, but yeah, it was a huge loss, and I really felt it in the preseason just because things were so different. But I have to tell you, there's less pressure in the locker room, and I've had a great time talking to Kevin and Tristan Thompson and Larry Nance, and these are some good guys on this team. Mm-hmm. And without LeBron there, kind of demanding your attention, and of course he deserved it, every last iota of it. But without him there, I have gotten a chance to even get to know some of the other guys better.
That's
and
cool.
And I have enjoyed that.
Yeah. Good. What was the vibe like on Sunday, at the game in the arena?
Yeah.
And what will it be like tonight? Is this team is different team?
Well, I compared it to a hot dog eating contest in which you take a hot dog that's an otherwise tasty treat and you just dip it in water and ruin it. And that's what that home opener was like. Having it on a Sunday at 6 o'clock,
yeah, weird,
after a Browns game, it was just a crappy atmosphere to begin with, and then the Cavs didn't help matters at all.
No, it's a brutal game. Is Ty Lue different right now, Joe? Is he a different guy not having to worry about LeBron?
Well, you would have said yes, but he saw that there were still problems ahead. And so, you know, the lighter moments that you were hoping for from him haven't been there. So, you know, he's still in the trenches. We'll see. You know, if this works and they win a couple games and all of a sudden they're 2-4 or 3-3 or something like that, I think he'll be better.
All right, Nets tonight.
They're going to win tonight? They're going to win tonight, Joe, or what?
I don't know, man. I don't know, guys. I like the Nets.
Yeah.
I do. So we'll see. We'll see how this works out. I think you're going to see JR playing the backup four, which is interesting.
Really? Wow.
But keep in mind though that the league is changing, and we should really almost stop using these numbers because fours are not plotters anymore. They run. They shoot threes. And JR, he's 6'4" and he's strong. So, you know, somebody laughed at me when I told him that was going to happen a few minutes before I jumped on with you guys. But I think it could work out better than we give him credit for.
Can we expect a fight between Joe Harris and one of the Cavs?
Joe Harris doesn't know any of these guys other than Kevin.
That's true. Tristan. Does he know Tristan?
Oh, yeah. Right. He knows Tristan
and
JR and Kevin.
That's right. Joe, great stuff, buddy. We'll talk to you again soon.
Thanks for having me, guys.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.